brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Greg Palast to break down what's happening in the economy. We had him on last week for only 30 minutes. I mean, back on about that, about what's happening in Europe with the bank runs and the looting of the bank accounts, his take on Chavez, he knew him well, the Koch brothers and more. Mike Adams is going to be joining us on total immunity by Supreme Leader, Dear Leader, Fuhrer, Czar, Overlord, God King, Master Blaster, Supreme Overlord, Underlord, Supreme Lord, Preciousness, Cover Commander, Obama, Frontman, New World Order, Teleprompter Man. That's coming up on the whole Monsanto Protection Act. But here's more. We won't get to it all. Alex Jones endorses gun control. Calls for gun confiscation. The video has been posted now up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just hit refresh. And I won't have time to play it all now. I've only played about 10 minutes of it. There's three or four more minutes of it. And then there's a couple minutes left that's really key. I'm calling for the government to have its guns taken. If we can't be trusted, you can't be trusted. That's what the founders believe, and that's why they're demonized everywhere now, because enemies have captured America. If you don't recognize that, well, you're a Nazi collaborator. People ask, why'd the French bow to the Nazis? Their media told them to. There were collaborators in the media. When Hitler invaded, the military stood down because he bought off 90%+ of the French generals. We've been taken over. I mean, it's real simple. And I'm the resistance. So are you. All right, let's go back to this clip. Here it is.
You've seen what the globalist propaganda media spews all day. That if somebody commits a crime with a gun, all gun owners are collectively guilty because of that. And so we all have to be collectively punished. Pure authoritarianism. But if we're going to talk about guilt by association, our founders said, you better keep government small, and even if you do, it's probably going to enslave you. So if gun owners are collectively guilty for what someone else does, isn't government collectively guilty? Our founders warned us about the danger of government. They said, you better keep government tiny and on a short leash. And even if you do, it'll be hard to keep your liberty. George Washington famously said, government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And did you know that if you cut out all the military deaths from the last century's wars and just look at government killing innocent people, lining them up and shooting them, starving them, you name it, it's more than 260 million people killed by government in what is known as democide. And so that is guilt by association. We know government is the number one threat in world history. And now tyranny has come to America and is telling us we need to turn our guns in. And we've got Dianne Feinstein famously smiling on television and saying, we're going to get our gun control agenda through, if not now, later, because there will be more incidences.
These events are going to continue.
And smiling. Oh, yes. Isn't it exciting to know how you're going to be able to use those dead children? Ignore the millions of kids killed by government after disarmament and just take those 20 and throw them in everybody's face. And she said she's seen the photos. She has the grisly details. They may release them. And Michael Moore salivates and says, release the photos of the dead kids. Destroy the Second Amendment. Destroy the NRA. While he has bodyguards, and now he's saying Harry Reid wouldn't have voted against taking the guns if he'd had his grandchildren dead.
If a man with an assault weapon goes into the school where Harry Reid's grandchildren go to school tomorrow and kills his grandchildren, what would he stand in front of that microphone at 5 o'clock and say, I know how Diane, you know, had to witness the mayor getting murdered, but my grandchildren just got killed today, but, you know, we can't get it passed because we just don't have the votes. Would he do that, really? I don't think so.
These people are salivating over the few massacres that happen so that they can collectively have us put on that guilt and turn in our firearms when we, the people, have lowered the crime rate with our Second Amendment by 49%.
All right.
Saved countless...
There's a couple minutes left, the real finale. The video is going up at InfoWars.com right now, and I'm going to tweet it at Real Alex Jones during this break. So get it. Make it go viral. The gun grabbers will grab it because of the headline in a frenzy of state worship and will actually help us. So let's jam enemy operations right now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have shot an extremely powerful special presentation that Darren McBrain helped research and edit that is up at InfoWars.com right now. I'm also tweeting it out so you can spread it virally at Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. So just link through on the Twitter links there at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to get this video. Alex Jones calls for gun confiscation. It's a 13-minute long video. That's just what it came out to. That's unlucky for the New World Order. I am here to tell you. So please, everyone, retweet that. Alex Jones calls for gun confiscation that I just sent out on Twitter. What else? And again, I'm calling for government gun confiscation. You know, why do we talk about the danger of citizens having guns all day, but not 2 billion bullets, thousands of armored vehicles, training for domestic operations? This is bipartisan. It's shadow government. But now Congress wants to know why they have 2 billion bullets. They want to know why they're buying armored vehicles. They want to know why Obama talks about a civilian military force just as big and just as strong as our military. And I know Greg Palast is kind of a populist, you would call him. I'm outside the left-right paradigm, but a lot of stuff is on the left, is on the right. I'm seen as being a right-winger because I'm pro-gun, pro-private property rights, anti-abortion, stuff like that. But I also know a lot of that stuff used as football issues. The larger issue, what about $85 billion a month being given to foreign banks to prop up their derivatives? What about how they get interest at zero or negative and then we get it at 10, 15, 20%? That's the real discrimination, and the fake left uses all these race issues and things to distract, and gay marriage stuff, distract from the real raping that's going on. And he's a former federal financial crimes investigator, and that's how he got hired by ABC News, BBC, you name it. And he hosts the British Nightline show, Newsnight over there, one of the top shows. And, of course, you know, stranger to this show, GregPalast.com. He's also a best-selling author. And he made documentaries about Hugo Chavez. He knew Hugo Chavez, agreed with him on some things, didn't on others. I want to talk some today about the transformation of Chavez and why I don't like him. Again, I don't like Assad in Syria either, but I don't want to send al-Qaeda in there to overthrow him. That's 100 times worse. And see, our government's doing that. I get the people that run our government are really bad. My issue, I don't think in like two-dimensional, well, if the globalists are bad, then Chavez is good. Okay, so, but we're going to talk about all that with him. But first, I want to get into the latest on Cyprus, because if anybody's got their snout, their feelers, their spies in a good way in the financial system, and he breaks, I'm not kissing his butt. I'm building it up so you know, you really need to listen to this guy. Because Greg Palast, I got to say, it breaks more big news internationally than anybody else. Real financial bombshell stuff. So he made the documentary Hugo Chavez versus the Network. So I want to get another perspective on Chavez here today. But first we'll get into the latest on the Cypriot, Cyprus stuff expanding, where all that's going. I want to talk about the Koch brothers, too, because that's just always Koch brothers, Koch brothers. It's kind of a left-wing conspiracy theory. But there is something there, because they are taking over all the right-wing and libertarian groups. What's happening there? But what's the fight, then, in the power structure with these guys? See, it's like a gangster group. It's not Koch brothers or little angel cakes. I'm asking, just like Syria, you know, the government, I don't like them. It's a dictatorship, but kind of a softer one, like Chavez or something. I know you'll say he was elected, but I mean, give me a break. It's, you know, by taking other people's money and giving it to them, now the money's running out. But we're going to debate that in a moment. I'm kind of ranting here. But first, I want to see if Greg Palast agrees with Pat Robertson on something, which I know he probably doesn't agree with him on a lot of things, being kind of more socially a liberal out there. Kind of like, I guess, a liberal with a conscience, but he'll come on and say he's not a liberal using those terms. You know, a proto-liberal. Not one of the fake neoliberals. Maybe that's a better term for him. But I want to play this clip of Pat Robertson, because this arms buildup, the troops training for gun confiscation, that's in the manuals. This is a big story, that we're going to an authoritarian model where the military's on the streets and where there's a domestic FEMA corps spying on people and clergy response teams on FEMA payroll to tell their flocks what to do and corporate FBI spies in the corporate world in InfraGuard. I mean, I know an authoritarian system, and it's bipartisan. This stuff started really after Eisenhower and Kennedy accelerated, and it's been bipartisan right through with Rex 84 and all of it. But now under Obama, let's not exaggerate, it's 10 times on the Richter scale what I saw previously. And every drama, right-wingers, that real right-wingers, you know, libertarians, are all terrorists, all killers in every show. And they don't brand like that until they're about to go operational. Here's that short clip of Pat Robertson, and I want to get Greg Palast's take on this here today. Here it is.
Long trains full of armored vehicles, personnel carriers with armor. What are they for? The Army going into battle against the enemy? They're used by Homeland Security against us. Ronald Reagan said the most fearful statement in the English language is, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you."
Oh boy, I totally
agree. Imagine what Homeland Security is doing. It's just awful. But we're going to talk about how much ammunition they're stockpiling. Who are they going to shoot? Us? Long trains full.
That's right. So they are absolutely freaking out in the system. There's more articles out today. Like I saw it over there, a printout, a bunch of newspapers yesterday. I never even got to going, the rumors now spread to mainstream news that there's bullets in armored vehicles and a plan for military control. There's no bullets, no tanks, no nothing. The insane demon Alex Jones made it all up with the demon Matt Drudge. Now, again, Greg Palast, what do you know about the military domestic buildup? Are you concerned about it? And if so, what do you believe it's for?
Well, I have to be concerned because if you remember, Alex, Homeland Security charged me with crimes under the Patriot Act while I was reporting for BBC television. My crime was to take photos of the Exxon refinery in Baton Rouge, which is right near the refugee camps, the people that were, you know, sent out of New Orleans. And so I was charged. It was like Russia. Apparently now you can't take photos of what's called a vulnerable infrastructure. Now, what they
yeah, that's under national security infrastructure protection. That's InfraGuard, and they tell everybody that works at dams, factories, anywhere that anyone doing anything's a terrorist, and you're a secret agent. And that was in the news. ABC News reporter charged with terrorism, but America kind of got its conscience back. What was that, 4 or 5 years ago? And said, okay, drop the charges. But that shows what they want to do.
Right. Well, they were very embarrassed that I. So what happens? Homeland Security charged me. But it was, they told me, in fact, it was a complaint made by Exxon Petroleum. And the reason is Exxon did not want, and the government didn't want to show that they were, basically what I was taking pictures of, was the illegal sky dumping and filth that was being poured out of that plant, which is going right over the refugee camps that were under those stacks where we dumped these people for 2 years. And that's what they didn't want. In fact, you could go on Google Earth, and you can get the coordinates of every single building, detailed maps and every single coordinate of the buildings at that refinery. That's okay for Google Maps. But from a long distance photo of chemicals being burned off, well, which were not supposed to be burned off, that's illegal. That's what they're going to arrest me for. And I got a call from Homeland Security and said, they said, you know, when they, first of all, by the way, the most frightening thing is that they couldn't find me. And Alex, I'm on television. They couldn't find me for 2 weeks. So I turned myself in. And then they said, you know, this is really serious. We, you know, a lot of people died on September 11th. And I said, good. Why don't you go find them? The guys who did, who killed the people on September 11th. What am I doing here? So, yes, I'm very concerned about Homeland Security. I've been actually, it touches upon, interestingly, Hugo Chavez. Because Homeland Security seems to have a very wide net. Homeland Security hired a company, ChoicePoint, to create massive databases. Remember, they used to call it Total Information Awareness. ChoicePoint is a company that had, for a massive fee, helped fix the voter rolls in Florida to get George Bush elected by manipulation of the voter rolls. They then got a no-bid contract with Homeland Security to run databases, including creating DNA databases on Americans. Massive. I don't know, because it's a national security contract, I couldn't get the numbers. But interestingly, while researching this company, I also found out that they had been paid to basically steal the voter rolls of Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, Nicaragua, and Mexico. Now, what does that have to do with our Homeland Security? Or is it the same company which had manipulated elections in the United States, being paid to manipulate the elections abroad? I was very concerned. And then the company that is actually running these FEMA camps, and by the way, they're supposed to be for illegal immigrants. That's what the story is.
But it came out in the Rex 84 hearings and then even more modern ones. That's the cover. That's how they keep the pump primed with those prisoners. But the real design is for civil unrest.
Well, I was very concerned mainly because of who was involved in this. It's Wackenhut Corporation, which now has changed its name several times. It became GEO. Now it's under an Italian cover. What used to be called Wackenhut Corporation. They were the main contractors. And Wackenhut does private prisons. And it is very mobbed up with doing counterintelligence. Again, I found this in Venezuela, where I have tape recordings of Wackenhut people. I can't say I really understand everything they're saying, but they keep talking about things like the Third Circle and this kind of some type of espionage operation. I don't know if it was an attempt to assassinate the president of Venezuela or something else. But if you get Wackenhut, ChoicePoint, Homeland Security together, the combination is really not very pleasant, very dangerous.
We're going to come back and get into what has happened over in Cyprus and how that's expanding. Then I want to get into Hugo Chavez, who you knew quite well, so an inside look on that. Made several films with him and about him. And then we're going to also expand out into the Koch brothers. And then we're going to break down what Monsanto's doing, the Monsanto Protection Act.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By the union, that big business man, and it's going out as a dinosaur. By the used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon and eat raw.
By the way, I haven't told my Dave Mustaine, Metallica, Megadeth, you name it story. I mean, he's staying at my house right now. We're good friends. He and his wife and my wife were out last night and hanging with Willie Nelson. That is quite a story. And Willie's like, hey, you need to call me. I want to come on the show. And I hadn't seen Willie in a couple of years. I got a chance to hang out with him last night, and he is just as good a guy as ever. But I tell you, I disagree with him a little bit on the Sandy Hook thing, but it's all that peer pressure. But I want to get Willie back on, so maybe that'll happen. He says he's going back on tour next week, but he says he's going to give me a call whenever he wants to come on. Okay, let's go back to Greg Palast. Yeah, I just put up for TV viewers. You can see the photos of myself, Dave Mustaine, and Willie Nelson. It's just interesting. Three interesting people together up on our Twitter account at Real Alex Jones. You can follow us there. You can check out Greg Palast at gregpalast.com. Okay, Greg, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Let's spend some time on what's happening right now with the taking money out of bank accounts. They didn't just get 10%. They went ahead and took 40% or more out of people's bank accounts, and now they're saying they may do it Europe-wide, and this isn't even a big story now. It's just like, yeah, we're going to take your money and give it to big global mafia-run banks, and if you don't, and they're deploying troops on the streets. And I guess if they do that here, everybody will just say, thank you, here's all my money, and you're a terrorist if you think that's robbery.
Do you remember the good old days when you put money in the bank to be safe from the robbers?
Yes.
That's the robbers own the bank. You put your money in the bank, and they take it. And what's amazing about it is that the European Union, just like the U.S. government, has a guarantee of depositors for less than if you have 100,000 or fewer euros. And they're going to take everyone's money, even those who are guaranteed by law. And you have to understand, when they talk about the government taking the money, the government doesn't get the money. What they're doing is they're sucking the money out of the bank account and literally giving it back to those same bank owners to pay off the bank bondholders, the speculators in the bank. In fact, in the original European plan that was secretly cut, they had literally these owners of these banded banks were not required to take a single penny of loss. They've been paying themselves massive salaries, massive dividends, sucking the money out to their cronies. They take the money out of your bank account and give it to the so-called investors. That's what they're doing. It's just beyond imagination. And it is, but, you know, hey, listen, if you were reading my books, you would have known that was going to happen. You'd have to be kind of a schmo to put your money.
I took a transcript that you and I did in 2002 from a radio interview that got published in newspapers all over the world because your site picked it up. And it was called, what was the name of that? Guys, there's a copy of my book around here. It's out of print, but the digital copy's on prisonplanet.tv for members. In my book, Descent into Tyranny, I forget the headline, but it broke down how they go and take your bank accounts and how they take over and how they would then do it in the Western Europe, because you got the documents. But punching that back up, punch that story back up, guys. I want to read this to Mr. Palast. Cyprus-style bail-ins are proposed in new 2013 Canadian government budget. They're also proposing it in Spain, Portugal, Greece, Italy. The head of the EU central bank's proposing it. I mean, they're getting ready to just take everybody's money and give it to private people. This is amazing, Greg.
And not just any people. The number one beneficiary is a guy named Paul Singer. He runs what's called a vulture fund. He's the Uber vulture. He bought up a bunch of Greek bonds for next to nothing, about 20 cents on the dollar of value. And then he asked for 200% of their face value. So the guy's looking at something like a 2,000% profit. And he says, and why does he get the money? Because he also is one of the biggest donors to the political parties. And by the way, he's the number one funder of gay marriage rights. His son is married to a guy and lives in London. So so when you're asked, you got to put these things together, Cyprus and gay marriage, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of libertarian on this. You want to marry whoever you want. I don't care. It's none of my business.
But it is a total football issue.
But it is being used to cover up the real steal. And this guy, Paul Singer, for example, everyone is praising him on my all my good liberal friends are praising him.
Well, no, I mean, you can take everybody, your widows and janitors bank accounts and give it to him as long as he likes gay people.
That's right. As long as his son is allowed to marry a boy, that's okay. And he's all for it.
They're getting us to obsess over, you know, like we better pay for people to have sex changes instead of, hey, can we not give $85 billion a month to private banks?
Right. So it's circus, bread and circus. You know, I got attacked by my liberal friends, which are most of my readers, for saying that Alex Jones is one of the most substantive programs on subject matter on the air. And yet, what do you think Rachel Maddow is going to be talking about tonight? It's all
gay marriage, but we're not. Let's come back and give you the floor on the banking crisis, where you see it going, and how to stop them. Greg Ballast.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen to that voice. Oh, man, Robert Plant. Greg Ballast is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go back to him here in just a second and finish up with what's happening on the financial front. It couldn't be bigger, but we've known it's coming for so long. In a way, we're conditioned ourselves. It's like, yeah, they know aspartame gives you type 2 diabetes, and that's why they put it in there to kill us. Oh, here's the document. Yeah, Monsanto, the pesticides that grow in their food, pharmacological crop. Yeah, it causes organ failure in all the mammals that eat it. Yeah, they got liability protection now. Yeah, oh, their cafeterias don't serve it. No, they're eugenicists. Yeah, but I'm an extremist because I don't like that. And we're just all in this together, and they've got us busy. I mean, you turn on MSNBC, it's like the Ku Klux Klan channel. But it's from a liberal perspective, just race everything, race. I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. Just shut up. I wasn't raised like that. Nobody I know is. I'm sick of it. They just want everybody at each other's throats while they're robbing us. That's all a giant hoax. Welcome to Planet Hoax. The new issue of the magazine's out. You can get subscriptions, the next 12 issues. In fact, while we have supplies of a few of the back issues, most of them have sold out. We have in bulk that we sell in groups of 10 up to 100 to wake people up. Big, color, glossy magazine full of key information. People are going out of print. We go into print. We've dominated on the web in alternative real media. Now we're going to dominate here, and it's very successful. But we'll have some of the March and some of another issue for people that subscribe, so you really get 13 issues for the 13 colonies for the next 1,000 people that subscribe. Or, again, you can buy them in bulk at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. You can even get a little newsstand that says Infowars.com at cost, because this is an at cost. It's not bad to make money to fund liberty, obviously. Win, win, win. That's how we do this. But this is something that's at cost. You know, I mean, on newsstands, this would be $5. It's like the old Rolling Stone, you know, big broadsheet, and it's got a lot of amazing stuff in it as well, the Dianne Feinstein centerfold. And no, it's not pornographic, folks. It's an April Fool's joke. We put her head on Betty Page and some other things, as you can see there. Actually, it's a real photograph. She can't go out in the daytime. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you need to get that magazine to wake people up. Welcome to Planet Hoax and the war on reality. Also, when you buy books, videos, T-shirts, films, the best materials out there, including Greg Palast's books we've sold. We sold out of them and then couldn't get more of one of the last ones, but we need to reorder those. But I guess they're back on bookstore shelves somewhere if you could find them, the last book. That sold out. They were just telling me the other day when he was on. I go, hey, we're carrying his book. Yeah, they all sold out. We're trying to get more. The point is, support alternative real media. You don't have to agree with Jesse Ventura on everything. He's a real guy. I admire him. You don't agree with Greg Palast on everything. He's a real guy, so I admire him. You don't agree with Alex Jones on everything. But we're real, so you need to support us. So get the ProPure stainless steel water filters that cut all the garbage out. The best system out there. That's why we carry it at the lowest price, 10% off with promo code WATER. Buy from the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. New books, videos, T-shirts in there, sometimes every day, always every week. It really is a giant factory of funding our operation and of resistance, so it's a win-win. We've now done research. I'm going to be the seed center. I'm going to carry like 8 different companies that we've researched for a year. Weldon Henson's obsessed with only carrying the very best products. That's what, because I told him to be. Plus, he's a great guy. You know, loaded bombs and worked on F-16, so he's a pretty good stickler to getting stuff done. Right now, we've got 6 companies that are highly reviewed, and we have the lowest prices on seeds. And we're going to add even more at InfoWarsStore.com. Great to plant seeds. Great to have in the garden. Great to be involved. We've got all of Mike Adams' natural, organic products that have been triple sourced and tested with the test stuff linked on his website, produced right here and packaged right here in Austin, Texas. That is also available at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best kelp, seaweed, systems, monophyllon at the lowest prices. Not only do we have the best products, the lowest prices you're going to find out there. Double check for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And lastly, support our local AM/FM affiliates and their sponsors. Shop with people that advertise on this show and become an advertiser locally if you believe in this message. The globalists are all in to overthrow our liberty. We have to get all in to awaken America to the organic resistance that can bring down the synthetic fake left tyranny of the New World Order. Okay, now get back to what you were saying complimenting me. I like that part. I'm joking. No, seriously, get back to what you were saying about what's happening in the economy, the distractionary issues, and then let's segue into your films on Chavez, because, you know, he's dead. It's a big debate. What was your real take on him? I get it. We're giving $85 billion to Singer and people, and they control tens of billions and or have that and leverage trillions. He took it from those type of people and gave it to the poor people, so they say he's a hero. But I just call that another form of tyranny because now the money's running out and Venezuela's falling apart. But you'd probably say that's the sanctions. I'm going to shut up, Greg Palast. We got about 12 minutes before we go to break again. You've got the floor on what's happening in Europe, what's happening here, who's making money off of it, Chavez, and then I want to get into the Koch brothers. Go ahead, Greg Palast.
All right, quite a bit, but I'll make it quick. First of all, I do want to mention, like, as you mentioned, MSDNC, as I call it, which are my buddies. I know all these people. But, you know, I got to tell you, the Defense of Marriage Act, I found myself agreeing with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court probably the first time and only time in my life. He said, what is this case doing here? You already won the federal courts throughout DOMA already. How come you, Mr. Obama, have appealed the decision you agree with? Is this just some political cover so we take the hit and you have a wonderful political story here? It was the court case on DOMA is a fake. The law is already been killed by the federal courts. It's done. There's no reason why it was before the Supreme Court, except to make sure that you're not looking at Cyprus, you're not looking at your bank account, you're not looking at Monsanto. Once more, you're supposed to just look down at your crotch, and that's going to determine the political discussion in America. And I'm tired of it, and I'm glad you're having me on.
Exactly. I'm not obsessed with sex stuff, and I'm tired of it being rammed down my throat every day.
Yeah, so, you know, okay, fine. Now, and again, the mischief, this whole mischief is being funded by Paul Singer. He's not doing it because he cares about your rights. He cares about his money, and he wants your money to be his money. Now, that gets us to what's happening in Greece and elsewhere. They, as I've written, in fact, my latest book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, we're reprinting fast as we can. It was a New York Times bestseller. We'll get them to you, Alex. Billionaires and Ballot Bandits has the story about how these guys have been shaking down Europe and America. The euro was created by a guy named Bob Mundell, who was out of Columbia University. He's not European. He's Canadian. He got the Nobel Prize for it. But he told me, and I have him on tape, because I was a student of Milton Friedman, and we were all friends. And he said, look, the euro is not there as a good currency. It's there to smash the system. They believed in what their philosopher, Guy the Stone, is a guy named Schumpeter.
Well, that's actually come out in documents before that. And it's funny you say that, because now the Canadian budget, of the government's officially calling to steal people's bank accounts in Canada, and they're not even claiming they're insolvent. I mean, this is incredible.
In other words, they're fomenting bank runs. The other thing that I'm hunting down right now is information that while everyone else's money was locked in those Cypriot banks, the Russian mobsters have figured out ways to stick their straws in and get their money out while they supposedly weren't able to. So they're not taking the hit that everyone thinks that they're taking. The other thing to remember is this. I've seen the maps. There's a billionaire oil man who let me look at the maps of the seismic maps around Cyprus. Let me tell you, that is an island in the middle of a pool of gas and oil. That's what it's all about. They're going to say, well, we need some collateral, guys. And actually, the prime minister of Greek Cyprus went off to Moscow to secretly offer the oil fields and gas fields around Cyprus to Putin. Say, look, bail, you know, save us here, and we'll give you the gas and oil. And he doesn't want it because he's got his own, and he doesn't want it drilled at all. So this is a fight, really. Believe it or not, a lot of this is a fight about the oil. And that's, again, what gets us back to Chavez. So as to Chavez, look, if you go to GregPalast.com, you can download the film The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. You might like him. You might hate him. Most of the people there think he was Jesus on a pogo stick because people were very poor. He took the oil money. He gave it to them. Did he do things I didn't like? Yeah, he closed down an opposition TV station, and I thought that was disgusting and awful and ridiculous. I told him so, and, you know, I wanted the answer. You know, he said, well, they broke the law. Yeah, but whatever. I think that's not how you run a democracy. He was elected. As you say, he was elected because he gave people the oil money, which was new. Hey, I'd like to get the oil money out of Alaska for America. Why not? Sarah Palin raised taxes on oil companies as much as Hugo Chavez. And I think she was right, and I think he was right. Now, what else did he do? When the banks told him, the U.S. Federal Reserve and the banks said, listen, whenever we pay you money for your oil, you're supposed to give it all back, right? Like in that show, The Network, you know, the Arabs have billions of dollars, Mr. Beale, and now we must get it back.
The tidal forces of nature, Mr. Right, Beale, exactly. And you will atone. Am I getting through to
that's
you, Mr.
Right.
Beale?
And that's what they told Chavez. Look, you got to bring the money back. It's always been that way. In fact, before Chavez took over in Venezuela, was elected, Venezuela would sell about $40 billion worth of oil and return $50 billion because they would not only send back the oil money, but all the rich guys from the plantations would hide their money in New York and Switzerland and Miami. When Chavez came in, he took $20 billion in gold bars out of the U.S. Federal Reserve, sold it off, melted it out, sold it off, and established a micro-lending program in his country. Then, when the vulture financiers and J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and the rest of the gangsters, then the banksters, told Argentina, you have to sell us your water companies, your electric companies, your oil companies, everything, because you're busted, Chavez said, no, you aren't. I'll lend you the money. He bailed out. He lent the money to save Argentina, which is now booming. He lent the money from Venezuela oil reserves to Brazil, which is now booming, to Ecuador, now booming, and now to Bolivia.
And he also blocked all those regional governments. I mean, when he was at first in 14 years ago, I said, I don't like socialist guys in red shirts that like Hugo Chavez. But I said, if he doesn't act like, you know, Fidel Castro or other communists, he'll be the first communist or socialists that actually redistribute stuff to actual poor people from robber barons, who I get most of the time ended up stealing it through fake right-wing consolidation deals. But that's one evil to another. My issue is I know people from Venezuela personally who would have like a small factory that, you know, had like 20 employees and made 10,000 pairs of shoes a year that they would, you know, that finally now they would nationalize and just basically let friends of the government, you know, all that wear their red shirts in. Or people that had private schools that, say, had 100 pupils being told what they had to teach. And I guess they call that accreditation here. My whole issue is, didn't Chavez get more and more authoritarian as the years went on? Or do you think I'm wrong? As a Chavez expert.
I've known him for many years. Well, and I would agree with that. And I'm not happy about that.
No, you criticized him the last few years.
And I think that one of the things is, though, that the one thing he did keep a commitment to, and which is the ultimate, which is that you count all the votes. And he did lose one vote, a major vote, to change the Constitution when he overreached, when they were trying to change the Constitution, basically control small business. And he lost by 0.5%, and he accepted that the decision. And, you know, dictators don't lose by 0.5%. Ask the dictators in Florida and Ohio. And so, so he at least kept to the most important promise of democracy, which America has yet to accept. Let's count all the votes. I didn't agree with any of those other things. The other thing is that he took from the rich, he took from the oil companies, gave to the poor. The thing is that, of course, there's still a battle. What about that small middle class of Venezuela? And so they were getting squeezed. And one of the problems is a lot of his followers thought, well, let's go after the small shop owners. Let's go after small factory owners. Those people need to survive to keep any big nation going. The problem is that they got caught up when Chavez went after John Kerry's ketchup plant, the monster ketchup plant that Heinz has with its plantations in Venezuela. He nationalized that plant. And that's why Senator Heinz, I guess he still calls himself Senator Kerry, the billionaire of the Heinz family, Heinz ketchup emperor. So he doesn't like Hugo Chavez. But unfortunately, there's a big difference between a multi-billion dollar multinational monstrosity like Heinz abusing its workers and some small guy who's really trying to get along and can't pay that.
Sure. Well, I mean, what happened was, is obviously more right-wing middle-class people were in political fights, and so when the socialists took over, they get aggressive and start taking everything. And my point is that's what always happens, and that's why you trade out one evil for another. Hey, let's not give $85 billion a month to Warren Buffett and all these people. And then there's stuff like Warren Buffett killing the pipeline down into Texas from Canada that I know had its own issues so that they could then ship it by train. My whole point is it's not all lovey-dovey like the left says. It's all a business plan with a bunch of mafias fighting for each other, and that leads us into the Koch brothers. What's the real skinny? We're going to break here in a few minutes, and then come back and talk more about them. Why is the system going after them? I mean, I know they're on Cold Springs Harbor eugenics board and stuff. I mean, I get that, you know, these guys are serious business, but the oil companies went after him when their dad actually self-made it, so he kind of started And then he was anti-communist. What's really going on with the Koch brothers?
First of all, they're not Republicans, as many liberals believe. David Koch was going to run for governor of Kansas as a Democrat. The Koch brothers started an organization called the Democratic Leadership Council with a $100,000 donation, creating politicians that you'd never heard of before, Bill Clinton and Al Gore. These are guys that were created by the Koch brothers. Okay, so the idea that they're somehow Republicans and anti-liberal, that's nonsense. They are pro-Koch. They are multi-billionaires. The two, David and Charles, are worth about $50 billion together, and their other two brothers are worth about another $10 billion. And so that's a lot of cash, and they don't think it's enough. So there's a huge, huge fight within elite circles. And you have to understand how that and I think that your listeners can understand that. And it's not Democrat, it's not Republican. You know, this election, the Koch brothers went all Republican. Before, they went Bill Clinton and Democrats. They backed Bob Dole. And, you know, they created Bob Dole. So they you know, I remember that race in 96. They literally backed both candidates with massive amounts of money, as did Archer Daniels.
Again, the more research I do, that's the more I find. And I'm glad you crystallized it. I made my point that they still have American infrastructure that certain parties that are offshore want to shut down, and that's where the fight is. And I think for America's strategic interest, just having cheaper energy, I mean, I certainly don't think they should have all their holdings shut down. Only so foreign holdings are worth more.
Well, the thing is that at the moment, the XL pipeline is all about the fight between the Kochs and Chavez. And we can discuss that after the and the Chavez.
Yeah, let's come back. You give us, because I know you know all the inside scoop here. It's not grasping in the dark here. We're getting the real info. So there you go. I'd forgotten I knew that. Yeah, the Kochs created Bill Clinton. I tell you, man, we're in a lot of trouble. But knowing is half the battle. Didn't G.I. Joe say that?
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
A little bit into the next hour, and then Mike Adams is going to be in studio with us here on this Friday edition. I should also plug that it's already Friday. I just said it's the Friday edition. I thought, is it really? And I look back down at the atomic clock. Yeah, it's Friday. Weeks go by like, well, you know that, like seconds now. It's just bam, 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 bam. You're born, you grow up, you know, you get married, you have kids. They grow up and have kids. You're an old man, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. Life's an adventure, man. I love it. It's all part of the adventure, living and dying, being born, going through the world, and going out of it. And all I want to do is leave a better place for future generations because I know I'm part of the human continuum. I'm an individualist, but I also understand the beauty of the collective. The collectivists say they're collectivists. They're not real collectivists because it's the individual that is the cell within the larger collective, and I don't want to be cancer cells. By the way, Greg Palast has also written books and is an expert on Monsanto, who now publicly wrote a law that gives them liability protection from everything. They are co-emperor with Obama now. And so finish up with the Koch brothers, and then let's get a little bit into Monsanto ahead of Mike Adams coming in with the Monsanto Protection Act next hour.
Okay. Alex, yes, actually, my latest book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which has a subtitle, Karl Rove, the Koch Gang, and their Buck Buddies. So the thing about the XL pipeline is that it would bring in Canadian tar sands oil all the way from Canada down to Houston and the Gulf Coast. Now, why, as you know, with being in Texas, they have a little bit of oil in Texas. Why aren't we using Texas oil in Texas? The answer is that in Corpus Christi, there is a monster refinery which is owned by Koch Industries. And that can only handle super heavy oil. And there's only two sources. There's Canada and there's Venezuela. Venezuela right now charges about $101 a barrel. Canada charges about $33 a barrel less. The Canadian oil is a lot filthier, about five times as full of sulfur per barrel. And so it's really...
It's to be clear, it's one of the biggest distillate factories in the United States.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's really simple. The XL pipeline is not about being free of foreign control because Canadians aren't in our control either, or Venezuela. Venezuela is not going to cut off our supply. It's about saving about $2 to $3 billion a year for Koch Industries. It's the biggest private company in America. There's no shareholders. It goes right to the two brothers' pockets and their couple of partners.
But still, there was a winners on the other gangs, Gangnam style. Because it does go to Berkshire Hathaway now.
That's right. So what happens in Berkshire, that is Warren Buffett, bought up rail lines. And everyone's saying, who buys rail lines anymore? The oil from – they're still going to move the oil from Canada, but starting from South Dakota, they're moving it by rail, by tanker car. So for the first time, you have a massive, massive increase in rolling stock use in America. So the railroads are coming back. So the idea is that now – remember, we used to have – 150 years ago was a war between the ranchers and the railroads and the farmers. Now it's between the railroads and Coke oil. And so Chavez...
Because Coke's in trucks.
Right. Now, Coke, it wants the XL pipeline because they're going to pipe it down. They don't want to pay Berkshire Hathaway. They don't want to pay Warren Buffett. Now, so now you know why suddenly Warren is cuddly with Obama and Cokes are cuddly with the Republicans. It's about the oil. It's about their money. It's about the cost. And it's not that they don't like the Venezuelan government that they think because it's socialist. Believe me. If Venezuela cuts the price of their crude to $80 a barrel, suddenly They're not going to worry if they're socialist or Nazis or from outer space. They'll love the Venezuelan oil.
So they're purely Machiavellian. That's what David Knight says in his research, is that they're just purely Machiavellian.
And then you got Monsanto. Again, a switch hitter. Hillary Clinton's career was hugely backed by Monsanto Corporation.
Let's talk about that when we come back with Greg Palast. 5 more minutes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.